Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. And I'd like to welcome you. I'm retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce to tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, those people keeping America rolling along, thanks so very much, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women coast-to-coast, border-to-border out there, and, of course, to our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail to the post offices from the bulk mail centers, and let's not forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it. America, all lowercase. And don't forget our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and you can listen to the show from there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, there's a live stream playing there right now. And then, of course, during the course of the day, we stream the show over there, the current show. It plays over and over again, reboots every 4 hours. You get another version of the same show. And our podcasts are over there, so you can do that, plus take advantage of some other things that are there. Now, in the meantime, we're going to go to the telephone line way out west in California to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and here he is.
Hey, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yes, the porch is full. The porch is full. they're alive and well over there. It's been a good night. I think they're into the horse soldier's bourbon, which is made in St. Pete and distributed heavily in this area. Those, of course, for the horse soldiers that went into Afghanistan. They're all from this area, and their brewery is right over there in St. Pete, as well as their nice, fancy restaurant. But they get a lot of people that stop by, and it's quite the thing to see and meet the hands of some heroes that Actually, I believe it was 8 or 9 of them, and they took on the entire Taliban force and pretty much stopped it dead in its tracks before we got our troops on the ground over there with our air support. It was quite a story, quite a movie, The Horse Soldiers. All right, Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the railroad, they're back to work today, back to normal schedule. The passenger trains are back to operating again as if nothing ever happened. But they dodged a bullet, and by they, I mean Joe Biden. Now, what's kind of funny about this, Kyle, is we have a new star who has emerged in terms of the political scene. Now, did Joe Biden have anything to do with settling this railroad strike? Or how about the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg? I mean, Pete Buttigieg. Did they have anything to do with this?
Well, some of these reports, of course, they talk about the Biden administration in general. Yeah.
Well, for your information, it was the Secretary of Labor who resolved this. The Secretary of Labor, someone who we have heard very little from in the recent days. And he was the one that took the bull by the horns, because he was the only guy in D.C. with any authority to do anything, while everybody else was out running around having a good time. And he got this thing at least temporarily resolved.
Well, that's right, and that's a key word. While we would expect that this is going to be ratified, we know now that the deal is going to have to go out to the union members for them to vote on it. Now, here's the possible rub here. The workers in these unions had said that they would vote down any contract that came from the guidance of the administration because it didn't address their concerns about unsafe working conditions. However, Captain, they're getting a lot of different things in this, including time off for medical appointments, more time off generally. They're not going to get health care copay hikes. They're going to work in two-person crews and so on and so forth. And, of course, they get the 24% raise over 5 years. So one would think it has a good chance, perhaps, of passing the union vote.
Well, Biden is trying to take credit for this in an indirect way, but it was actually his labor secretary, Marty Walsh, who managed to go through this after 20 hours, consecutive hours of hard bargaining back and forth. And I'm just going to read some of this. Now, rail workers won the right to take unpaid time off for medical appointments and emergencies. That's called accrued time, by the way, without fear of retribution from management. They avoided the strike. That was a crucial win, of course, for Democrats and President Joe Biden, who are pro-union, but vulnerable to the economic fallout from a strike ahead of the upcoming midterms, which there is some downward trends that are going to have to come up here a little bit. Of course, Amtrak is going to return to its regular service today. They already have, as of midnight, after suspending the long-distance trips in anticipation of a strike. And, of course, union membership, as you said, must still ratify the agreement. But 24% raise over 5 years, a back pay increase of $11,000 per worker. They're going to get $11,000 per worker in back pay. And that's not too shabby from where I'm sitting. You stick right there, Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning. Friday morning. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, the short break is going to be me reading this here live spot, and I want to tell you why I'm doing it this way, because of something that happened to me last night. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've been taking it for over 8 years, and last night I had an occurrence where I had to take it because of the pain that I was in, and I'll explain to you what happened and why I was in the pain it was in. Now, number one, this is a product that if you're suffering from back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, then this is the product for you. It works. It really, really works. And I'm the living proof of that again with what I did last night. Now, it costs about $1 a day, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, last night, I had an unexpected late lunch at 7:15 at night. To me, that's still lunch. And I was meeting a friend to talk some business, and I couldn't park anywhere close where my handicap sticker would allow me to park. So the closest place I could find was in the last row, the furthest away from the restaurant, and I mean, we're talking 500-600 feet, maybe 700 feet. So I said, okay, let's do this. Parked the car, got out, took my time, walked up to the front door of the restaurant, walked inside, sat down, and I was aching when I was sitting there talking to my friend. We had our dinner, and I walked back out, and I had to go back, because he was in the same boat. He had to park back there where I was. So then we walked back out, and I walked back out to the car, and by this time I was really, really aching, and I mean hurting. So I got in the car, and I drove back to the radio station to continue my show prep. And I've got Relief Factor I keep here in the drawer right behind me. And I got a packet of Relief Factor, and I took it. And I mean, it was sitting here. I was so sore. I was just, it was killing me. The pain was just really killing me. And I took the relief factor, and within about 15 minutes, if that, I was out of pain. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not telling you a story. I'm telling you the truth. Now, it's probably because I've got it in my system that it worked that fast, but I'm telling you, I haven't. And the rest of the night, while I was getting ready for the show, I felt great, and I feel great right now. I feel like I could go out and walk around the block. But, if you need it, it's there, and it'll work. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle, as they say in the business, that ain't no bull.
It's not. And, of course, as you know, all you have to lose is pain. So,
boy, did I.
So nothing's stopping you at this point.
No. Boy, did I. I'll tell you, it was so uncomfortable because, first of all, yeah, I can walk if I'm careful, but this was really pushing it, really pushing it because I walk with a cane and got a little bit of a limp and all that stuff due to my injury. But anyway, let's get back to business. Rasmussen Reports released a poll showing that 52% of likely voters endorse what Texas Governor Greg Abbott is doing by sending busloads of illegal immigrants to New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago, and only 39% disagree. Now, the Rasmussen survey also indicated that 62% of likely voters want the big city Democratic mayors to demand President Joe Biden secure the southern border rather than blame Abbott.
Well, that's a very good poll result, one would think, Captain, because obviously they're trying to turn it on to the governor of Texas. Look at what Governor Abbott is doing, and it's un-American. I mean, he's been called every name in the book at this point. But these big city mayors, these big state governors, they have declared themselves sanctuaries, and Governor Abbott is simply, you know, delivering the illegal immigrants to an area that has already said we welcome all illegal immigrants. So I don't know where the disconnect is on that.
And what did I say in the first segment about the mayor of El Paso?
Right, I think they're also putting illegal immigrants.
The mayor of El Paso is loading up buses in El Paso and sending them directly to New York City. That has nothing to do with Greg Abbott. That's El Paso.
Well, exactly. But what it does, it is, you know, some look at it as a stunt and this kind of thing, but it does shine the light, Captain, on the overarching issue. And many liberals in these big blue cities like Chicago, they love to sit around and talk about how wonderful it is that they're a sanctuary city or how so far above the rest of us they truly are in their thinking. But when it becomes a practical issue or like the D.C. mayor, all of a sudden it's, no, wait a minute, I need some National Guard troops here. This is an emergency. But yet they think, Captain, that the border towns along the Texas-Mexico border, for example, are just going to absorb thousands of illegal immigrants coming across the border, and just don't bother the mayor of Chicago about it.
Now, we got a whoops here from Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, which actually blows up the narrative that the Dems have been using about the midterm election and whatnot, because Democrats have been trying to push a new narrative about the midterms over the past couple of weeks, and that narrative claims that the polls are moving towards them winning the House, winning the Senate, and making further gains across the country. Now, that narrative also claims that Joe Biden is dark Brandon and his successes are helping bring the polls back for the Democrats. But that's not supposed to be the reality of the polls when you talk about the fact, as we pointed out, even the New York Times has said the Democrats are overestimating where they are. Their numbers are not legitimate.
Well, no, they're not legitimate. The polls are stacked. But I think, Captain, Charles Schumer, Senator Schumer, is probably relying on internal polls that they are talking about seriously as opposed to polls that are perhaps more for public consumption. Because for him to make these kinds of statements and make these kinds of predictions, it's very dire. They've got to absolutely see the handwriting on the wall.
Well, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer and his crew, his band of Merriman, were in an Italian restaurant in Washington, D.C., and the name of it was Trattoria Alberto. He was there with six other Democratic senators, including Chris Coons of Delaware, Mark Kelly of Arizona, Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, Tom Carper of Delaware, John Hickenlooper of Colorado, and the infamous Dick Durbin of Illinois. And you would think that they would have enough sense to know that such a group might get a lot of attention, right?
Of course.
And that they should be careful what they say and how they say it, right?
Of course, yes.
But apparently they didn't care because they were talking out loud and so other people could hear that, and it was overheard by several people in the restaurant who then turned around and reported it to the media and whatnot. But Schumer declared that the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in real trouble and Democrats were likely to lose the House. And that they only had a 40% chance of holding it.
Right, right. And, you know, so that's also incredibly important because we keep seeing, Captain O, you know, what the tide is turning, and Nancy Pelosi, I think, even, snapped back at a reporter saying that, don't doubt her political instincts, right, about keeping the House in the midterms. But I think, again, they see the handwriting on the wall. They know how bad it is, and they know that it can't be salvaged barring some black swan event between now and the November elections.
And then there were some comments made by Schumer that aren't going over very well with a lot of his friends. He said the Senate Majority Leader said the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, sucks up to former President Donald Trump. Schumer also said he believed Trump would run for election in 2024. Schumer said the Democrats won't be able to win the Senate race in Iowa. Democratic Mike Franken, the former Navy Vice Admiral, is running against longtime GOP Chuck Grassley, and he's going to lose. And with Kelly at the table, Schumer said the Arizona Senate race would tighten if tech billionaire Peter Thiel started spending money to boost the Republican Blake Masters, and he's already started to do that, and that's within 3 points right now, as we can see. Now, on the legislative front, Schumer said that Senator Joe Manchin's return, that taxing the rich is akin to inflation for wealthy Americans, is ridiculous. Schumer also criticized former New York Governor Democratic Andrew Cuomo over redistricting, blaming that for the failure for the Dems to pick up House seats during the redistricting process. And he went on from there. We'll get into that, but the happy campers weren't happy campers, and they were sounding off. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden will meet Friday at the White House with the families of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, two American citizens who remain detained in Russia. The Biden administration said in July that it had made a, quote, substantial proposal to Russia to have Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan return to the U.S., but the White House press secretary said during a briefing that no breakthroughs were expected at Biden's meeting. Reiner, who is a WNBA player, was arrested in February on drug charges and sentenced to 9 years in prison. Whalen, who is a corporate security executive, is currently serving a 16-year sentence for espionage charges. The U.S. declared both to be wrongfully detained. This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Now, this portion of the Captain's America is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Mike could use a little help right now from his friends around the countryside because the FBI just turned around and pulled a stunt, and it was a stunt. They blocked him into the Hardee's at a drive-in in Minnesota, and they walked up to him, said they had a warrant for his telephone, and he had to surrender his telephone, which he did, and again created a scene in a public place. Now, this is amazing, because on top of that, we told you yesterday about 50 Trump lower echelon people that were working on January the 6th, and they were all subpoenaed for their records and anything that they had. They're all going to be called in to testify. And some of their phones were taken as well because they believe there was this big conspiracy being done by telephone back and forth on January the 6th, and Donald Trump was directing everything. And, oh, jeez, man, give me a break. But anyway, MyPillow.com. It's the home website for Mike Lindell. He's also got mystore.com. And at both of those, you can save a whole bunch of money on his great products. And I do mean great products. The Giza bed sheets, Giza pillows, the towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere my pillows, so much more. And all you got to do is make a small purchase of one item, and you'll get yourself a free book, a free copy of the book that Mike Lindell wrote, absolutely free. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you want to go to the Radio Listener Specials page. That's where all the sale items are at. I mean, the really deeply marked down sale items. And when you go in there, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Your promo code will be CAPTAIN. Same thing when you go to MyStore.com. Promo code over there will be CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them on the phone 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. I recently purchased their brand-new slippers, their brand-new all-season slippers, for $29.98. That was even cheaper than the slippers that I got before when I bought them at my slipper page that he had there. And don't forget, he's also got pillows marked down right now to $19.98. So you can get some tremendous deals there on some different things. And you don't know till you look. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller. Before we get to the caller, I want to talk about Ron DeSantis, because Ron DeSantis is creating some disturbances, if you will, amongst the Dems, and he doesn't care, and I don't care either. I think he's doing a great thing. Ron DeSantis said just tears into Biden and other Democrat frauds are being mentioned on the bust migrant outrage. They got the fake tears in there, fake being upset and all that stuff. But here's the thing. DeSantis tweeted a message out yesterday, and I'm going to read it word for word. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
DeSantis said that the Martha's Vineyard residents should be thrilled about welcoming migrants. They vote for sanctuary cities. They get a sanctuary city of their own, and illegal aliens will only increase the town's diversity, which is strength, right?
Very interesting. Well, again, Captain, I think that what this demonstrates, it demonstrates that the Democrat Party elite, the elite, whatever you want to call them, they don't really care about immigrants. I think that they care about the political ramifications, or it makes it harder for Republicans to win, or it's a way of bashing Republicans somehow and using that. But when the rubber meets the road, they don't want illegal immigrants in their own backyard. The old saying, not in my backyard. Well, this is such a great demonstration. Voters should really take notice of that.
Do as we say, not as we do.
Well, that's right. And because they feel that they're far away from any of the border towns, as it were. But this points up the very notion that sanctuary cities are that evidently in name only, and only to make political gains, perhaps with the intelligentsia or something like that.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the telephone lines, because on the phone line we've got the used to be, could have been, might be, still should be, and then again, you don't know if he will be or not, Honorary Mayor of Clearwater, Mr. Mike. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Captain? I'm going to make this quick, Kyle. I saw an article today. Apparently, Governor Gruesome Newsom, being the doofus that he is, actually had the nerve to say that the GOP governors that are shipping these migrants to various places up north should be, that the DOJ should look into possibly charging them with kidnapping.
Yeah.
Okay, who's doing kidnapping? The Biden administration puts them on planes and sends them here, there, everywhere in the middle of the night on these secret flights. Well, I think that's kidnapping, if I'm not mistaken. If you want to go by Gavin Newsom's description, the administration is the one that's doing the kidnapping. So how much of an idiot is this man, Kyle? Thank you so much.
He's just now coming up with the kidnapping part there. I heard that about 3 weeks ago. Remember we talked about it a little bit?
Yeah, there was a subsequent report earlier yesterday about it, and I saw that when that came out.
No, we talked about it several weeks ago.
Well, that's right.
Because that's when it first came out.
Yeah, you're right about that, and somehow it's recycled for some reason today, but it is definitely, I think it's an indication of that they got nothing. We got nothing other than now suddenly let's try to indict these governors for kidnapping. Well, Captain, I think many of the individuals who have come into this country illegally, I think they're getting on those buses and they're saying, hey, we're going to go somewhere else here. I don't know that they're being forced onto buses at gunpoint or any of these kinds of things. And so obviously the kidnapping thing is ridiculous on its face.
We just heard from Jimmy C. Jimmy C. is in Sturbridge, Massachusetts, and he's saying, "Hey, Captain, railroad, did you hear the railroad's back to work? By the way, the railroad workers got an immediate 14.1% wage, a pay raise. How about if we just take the illegals down the border and load them on trains and ship them north and let them come that way? Wouldn't it be a lot cheaper?" Well, probably would be.
Yeah, the connotation of the rail cars and so forth might be pretty bad, but generally,
well, they would trash the rail cars.
Well, but generally speaking, though, the notion that, and I heard somebody else had said, I wish I could remember who said it, but don't send the illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard because there's no infrastructure there. Well, but this, the idea of being a sanctuary place is not, has nothing to do with infrastructure. It has everything to do with politics. And so if those who are trumpeting the idea that they are somehow better than everybody else because they are a sanctuary city, or they're for that or advocating that, well, now is the time to be able to actually prove that. Actions speak louder than words, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Now, I haven't really said much about this, but Mitch McConnell his name's being tossed about again for all the wrong reasons. The story goes like this. Mitch McConnell is giving the Democrats everything they want. He's their lapdog. He didn't stop with trillions of dollars in spending by refusing to use the debt ceiling as a negotiating tool. He gave it up for nothing. This time, the time has come now to take a look for another Republican Senate leader. Who's it going to be?
Good question. Well, it does seem, Captain, that we're hitting the end of eras recently, and this is no different, I think. I think the Republican Party in general is looking for a different direction. I think the country is looking for a different direction, and I'll just leave it at that.
I would be very happy to see Rand Paul, perhaps even Ted Cruz. That'd be a couple of names that come to mind right away in leadership in the Senate. That wouldn't bother me at all.
Well, I don't think so. But again, I think we have a real clear, much clearer picture after the midterms have completed. We're also going to get a lot of exit polling. I think we're just going to have a bigger idea of where the voters are trying to go at this point. And I think that'll help tell the tale.
Now, you're going to feel good about this because we're going to talk about somebody named Igor right after. Let's see here. No, we got the break coming up, so we're not going to talk about Igor, because when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Highway and Byway Report and the truckers and what's going on there. Plus, we'll mention a couple things about fuel, see if we can help you out with that. In the meantime, we will be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Just as I thought it was going to shot.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Legendary Eric Clapton on the lead guitar playing away. If you want to rock and roll, Dion, the youngster that he is, hitting 80 years old, just a strolling away there And that's quite the song, and we're going to cut it down there. Might get to a little bit more of it here towards the end of the segment, but got to play that by request. Sony likes that. LJ likes that. Karen likes that. So for the three ladies, you won out on that one. There you go. And we appreciate you listening to the program, you guys. Now, going to read a little something about the weather here, Kyle, then give it to you. A powerful long-duration storm, which includes the remnants of tropical entity Meerbrook, is expected to impact the northwestern part of the U.S. over the next few days. As a matter of fact, it's on its way in by the looks here right now. Very strong winds, heavy rain, and high surf. Just a few of the hazards expected. Meanwhile, in the tropics, we've got Tropical Storm Fiona, which is cranking up and going to be a hurricane soon, I'll tell you that much, tracking across the Leeward Islands late Friday, and it's going to move towards the U.S. sometime over the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico late Saturday into Sunday. Now, that storm, it bears some watching because it could approach the United States and Florida, you're not out of the woods yet here. You need to pay attention to this. So there you go. And then there's another wave that is behind it about a week. So we're starting to fire ourselves up there. Remember, September is the month for the hurricanes around the United States. And we've got Fiona out there headed in our general direction. All right, Kyle, take it away. What's going on?
Well, thank you, Captain. We are looking at some rain on the map tonight. Not a whole lot, but it is significant if you're traveling down Interstate 15 coming out of Idaho, down towards Logan, Utah, and on down towards Salt Lake City. You're going to see a lot of rain there. Also, sporadically, as you go south of Salt Lake City, down towards Beaver, for example. You've also got rain coming across I-80. This is going to be west of Salt Lake City, and that's going to drift a little bit southward and over on into little bit of eastern Nevada, but not really impacting any other major thoroughfares. Now, up in Idaho, north of Idaho Falls, as you head towards Dubois, you've got rain coming across the roadway there on Interstate 15, and over in West Yellowstone, Highway 20, you're also going to encounter some rain. This is going to be pretty much directly east of Dubois. A little bit of rain in central Idaho, some scattered showers up in parts of northern Montana. But in Montana tonight, we continue with the air quality alerts, Captain. Wildfire smoke, particulate matter, and so forth, mostly affecting the areas of Missoula, Kalispell, and then also areas of central Idaho on over a little bit into eastern Washington. Pocket in central Washington, also more wildfire smoke issues. But also we continue near Reno, I-80, mosquito fire continuing to have smoke in that area, and this is going to drift on over into parts of northern California near Susanville as well. So be careful out there.
Yeah, those darn mosquitoes burn very hot, don't they?
They sure do.
Yeah, all right, well, we're going to start in Texas right now. Plainview, you got yourself a flood watch over in that area right now, so be advised from some earlier rain that's out there. Streams are up. Once again, the Metroplex of Dallas, you've got the foul air alert with a little bit of fog mixed in. I-20 east out of Dallas over to the Louisiana line. Houston, Galveston, in that area, we've got some coastal fog as well as some of that stagnant air, and on down towards Brownsville, same thing. Lafayette, Louisiana, over there to New Orleans, and right there on the Mississippi-Louisiana line, you've got some foul weather in there. Got some offshore areas of disturbance right now from about now Navarre, where Frank lives, over towards Big Bend, and it's right now, it's that rain that we've been watching that's been coming out of the Gulf and coming across. It's right now got itself lined up to where it's coming in about a 150 or 200-mile stretch, not over as far east as what it was the day before and the day before that. So we'll see if it stays over there or not. But it'll be going northward up into Georgia and Alabama if it continues on its same track. Now, moving over to the East Coast, we do have some fog in the works right now over in the East Coast, which includes the Chesapeake Bay area and down around North Carolina, down around the Cape. And we've got a little bit of offshore activity again tonight with some fog right there from the Nova Scotia and Maine area on down to Cape Cod and around Cape Cod on down towards Long Island. So be advised of that. And then taking a look tonight up in Minnesota, northeast Minnesota, up around Duluth. You've got some flooding going on up there. You've had some rain up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. Still a little bit of rain going on up there. So just enough to whet your appetite, so to speak. But be careful out there and make sure that you pay attention to the weather. You never know when things can come up. Now, I'm going to go over here to the hurricane map. We do have Tropical Storm Fiona, which right now is moving along 60-mile-an-hour winds. It's increased its wind speed by 10 miles an hour since the last time we checked on it. And the minimum central pressure is at 1,005 millibars. It's gone up 3 since the last time I checked on it. It's gone from 1,002 to 1,005. And it's moving along straight west at 15 knots, which means it's not going to take very long to get mixed up with something over there, Dominican Republic or Haiti or, I don't know, we'll see. It might be this side of Cuba, it might be the other side of Cuba, don't know yet. Right now, it's coming in below the south side of Cuba, which means it could come into the Gulf. And that's when strange things happen to these storms, because we've got some very, very warm water in the Gulf right now, very warm water. Kyle, take it away and tell us why we want to go to the pilot and find Jay.
Well, Captain, September is Driver Appreciation Month at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's because pro drivers go further for America, so we're going further for them. And during this month of Driver Appreciation, you're going to find great new rewards in the My Rewards Plus app. If you haven't signed up yet, go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus app, get signed up today because you'll get free drinks every week, for example. You also get other great offers and a limited-time challenge to earn you extra points as well. And by the way, folks, anybody can join the My Rewards Plus app, and you can start saving 10 cents a gallon on gasoline that you buy at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers between now and October 31st. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Now, Joe Biden yesterday was asked several questions about the economy, and he got very excited, and he mentioned one thing out there about the economy that he thought was tremendous, and it was a great sign of what was going to happen. Retail sales were up 0.3% in August from July amid the inflation that was there, but everything else that you needed to look at was down. He didn't tell you that. He just told you about, well, retail sales are up 0.3%. Big freaking deal. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.